So Lot lived in Sodom, and Abram lived in his tent on the mountains of Canaan. At that time, in the plain of Jordan, near the head of the Dead Sea, were five cities, of which Sodom and Gomorrah were two. And each of the five cities was ruled by its own king. But over all those little kings and their little kingdom was a greater king who lived far away near the land of Chaldea, from which Abram had come. This king ruled all the lands far and near. After a time, these little kings in the plain would not obey the greater king, so he and all his army made war against them. A battle was fought on the plain not far from Sodom, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah were beaten in the battle, and their soldiers were killed. Then the king who had won the victory over his enemies came to Sodom and took everything that he could find in the city and carried away all the people in the city, intending to keep them as slaves. After a battle in those times, the army that won the victory took away all the goods and made slaves of all the conquered people. So Lot, with all that he owned, was carried away by enemies who went up the valley from Sodom and did not stop to rest until they came to the headwaters of the River Jordan at a place afterward called Dan. So all that Lot's selfish choice had gained for him was lost, and he was made a prisoner and a slave. Someone ran away from the battle and came to Abram, who was living in his tent under the oak tree near Hebron. As soon as Abram heard what had happened, he called together all the men who were with him, his servants, his shepherds, and his people, and his friends, and he led them after the enemy that had taken away Lot. He followed as fast as his men could march and found the enemy with all the goods they had taken and all their prisoners at Dan, one of the places where the Jordan River begins. Abram rushed upon the enemies at night while they were asleep and fought them and drove them away so suddenly that they left behind them everything and ran far among the mountains. And in their camp, Abram found not only was his nephew Lot safe, along with his wife and daughters and all their goods, but all the goods and all the other people that had been carried away from Sodom were saved too. Then the king of Sodom came to meet Abram at a place near the city of Jerusalem, which was afterwards called the King's Valley. And with him came the king of Jerusalem, which at that time was called Salem. The name of this king was Melchizedek, and like most other kings in the land at that time, he was a worshiper of the Lord God, as Abram was. And the king Melchizedek blessed Abram and said, "May the Lord God Most High, who made heaven and earth, bless Abram.